Praise the Lord. Hope you had a good week, everybody. We have now come to the last day for the weekend. So we'll continue. I have a different text today. It's about go and speak. Still, they won't listen. So Heavenly Father, we thank you again. May you bless your word, guide my lips, and anoint the ears listening in, so it can be understanding and a picture and a sound doctrine that we can take into our heart and walk on. May you bless us this day, this weekend. We lay it in your hands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So first I'd like to speak a little bit about forgiving. When we seek forgiveness from someone, we often can expect them to respond with the same humility, because you go out there and you ask for forgiveness. But what do we do when the person we ask forgiveness from still stands there in self-righteousness, if that's the case, and it in naturally can feel like now you're below them, and they have the upper hand. I have an example. Some years ago, it was a sister in church. She had said something about someone else. And you can say that what was said was true. But she felt the way she had handled it was wrong. So she felt she needed to ask forgiveness. So she went up to before the church and told about what she had done. But afterwards, the sister that was the other part, she was not satisfied. But that was something personal for her. What the sister who went up to ask forgiveness did, she wanted to clear everything between her and God. And if the other part still had problem, that was not her problem. So the main reason for this, I'm saying it's between you and God, because you can't always do what people expect of you. Your responsibility is to keep the channel between you and God open, and He's the one who He puts the pressure on. What you have to do or to fix. So it's not, forgiveness is not about pleasing people. Someone said, forgiveness is setting a prisoner free, and then you discover the prisoner was yourself. So it's not about pleasing other people. Yes, they are offered the chance to receive it, but it's your responsibility to keep the channel open between you and God, so we can hear His voice and not be distracted by what we hear and see in the natural. It's about obedience to God and letting the results, or let God take care of the fruits, the results, and what comes out of it. And when you see Jesus' words in Luke 6:35, he says, "But love your enemies, do good, and lend, hoping for nothing in return. And your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High. For he is kind," listen to this, "for he is kind to the unthankful and evil." That's the challenge. That's how God is. And you are lending and not expecting nothing in return. In Acts 20, it also says, in verse 35, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." Though today many beg for money, you see in TV channels, churches and the Christian channels there, they beg for money, and they're promising that if you give, God will give you more back. So it's completely against what Luke 6:35 is speaking about. So it has, we come back to what your heart desires. If you will give, you have to give by with joy. And also, as the text, "Go speak," still they will not listen. It's taken from Jeremiah 7:25. The Lord says to Jeremiah, "Since the day of your fathers came out of the land of Egypt until this day, I have even sent to you all my servants, the prophets, daily, rising up early and sending them. Yet they did not obey me or incline their ear, but stiffed their neck. They did worse than their fathers." So verse 27, "Therefore you shall speak all these words to them, but they will not obey you. You shall also call to them, but they will not answer you." That's a start. The motivation to go out and preach. But Jeremiah also had this experience once. He did not want to speak for the Lord. You know, he was thrown in the well, and he was in prison, and he was really treated bad. But then he says, "There was like a fire shut up in my bones, and he could not keep still." So he couldn't help it. He just had to do the will of the Lord. Even if people just went against him. And Isaiah also, he was sent to a deaf and blind people. It's in Isaiah 6:8. "Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then I said, here I am, send me. And he said, go and tell these people." So imagine, you have a fire in your heart, and the Lord asks of you, "Who will go for me?" And you're eager to say, "Send me." And then he says, "Go and tell these people." So this is the message: keep on hearing, but do not understand. Keep on seeing, but do not perceive. And that's really a message for a revival. Huh? No, it's about Israel. They became spiritual blinded. Because one day they will give their sight back. But first, God blinded their eyes. And when Jesus came, he taught in parables. Not because he wanted to hide the truth, but because their hearts were already hardened. They didn't understand. And they heard truth many times. And every time they rejected it, you know, the heart, it just grows harder. But our motivation has to be like Jesus' motivation. There's always an invitation. Even truth may feel like a pointing finger when the heart grows harder, but Jesus' intent was to restore the family, and everybody is invited. And this is why we share, we want to share everything, even online. And yes, we know people will mock it, but the price is small if just one soul finds help in what we have to bring. It's valuable. It's our life. Because it's a joy much deeper or higher than the natural. And Ezekiel also, he was sent to a hard-hearted people. In Ezekiel 2, from verse 3, he said to me, "Son of man, I'm sending you to the children of Israel, to a rebellious nation that has rebelled against me. They and their fathers have transgressed against me to this very day. For they are impudent and stubborn children. I am sending you to them, and you shall say to them, 'Thus says the Lord.' As for them, whether they hear or whether they refuse, for they are a rebellious house, yet they will know a prophet has been among them." They will surely know that. So what about today? And verse 6, "And you, son of man, do not be afraid of them or be afraid of their words. Though briars and thorns are with you and you dwell among scorpions, do not be afraid of their words or dismayed by their looks, though they are rebellious, a rebellious house. You shall speak my words to them, whether they hear or whether they refuse, for they are rebellious. But you, son of man, hear what I say to you. Do not be rebellious like the rebellious house. Open your mouth and eat what I give you." So I wanted to be focused on what God wanted to give him to eat so he can deliver. So God always sends his servants with truth, not dependent on how people receive it. And this is, you can see this through the prophets and apostles. We speak because God has spoken, not because people listen or not. And you have a lot of examples through the whole Bible. But first I want to mention Jonah, because that's special. He was unwilling at first to go. But in Nineveh, the people repented, showing that sometimes people listen. And this story about him is more a lesson to the preachers that we will not have the same attitude as Jonah, for he did not expect the people to listen and repent. He was actually angry. So this was a story to show the responsibility for the ones who's going to bring the warning, the truth also. But mostly you see prophets and servants of God being rejected for standing for truth. Like Micah, he stood against 400 false prophets, and he was imprisoned for the truth afterwards. John the Baptist, beheaded for the truth. And Jesus Christ himself, he came to bear witness of the truth, the light, and he was rejected and crucified. And Stephen, the first martyr after him, he was stoned after a fantastic sermon. And you know, Paul, he said he delivered the full gospel, not hid anything, but he was also beheaded at the end. And John, he was exiled in the island of Patmos for his testimony, but there he had really the time of his life, a love letter to the bride. What an experience. So the theme is God sends, people resist, but his words stands forever, anywhere. And truth bears fruit in time, though you not see it in your day. It's a lot of testimonies about people being out, witnessing, working for the Lord, and they have never heard any testimonies of that it had beared fruit. Some have heard it on their deathbed. So you don't know. You just have to do what the Lord inspires you to do. Yeah, and all those people you have mentioned here, they were mocked in their day, but they really are a beacon of life, and they became a foundation of the faith we are standing for this day. So what is our goal then? After reading about these heroes, should we soften the truth, lower the standard, add a little light to make it easier to receive the message, overcome darkness with a little less darkness? That will happen is that we will fill up the church with people who don't really want to give their life to Christ. It could be a full church, but is that what we really want? Or will we be like a living, burning torch and faithful to the light that God has given, regardless of what it seems like the outcome will be? Because the results, that's God's business. Our part is to be obedient and to be faithful. In 2 Timothy 4, Paul says this to Timothy, preach the word in season and out of season, for the time will come when people will not endure sound doctrine, but will gather teachers to suit their desires. And today some say it isn't time to evangelize. It's too late. And people hide themselves away behind something they call preparation. But if you see today, how many years is it since the messengers to our day died? And we can't live back in the 60s. There's a work to do today. Because outside there is chaos and people, they are crying for answers. And there is still time. There is the offer still stands. And we don't know who will receive or not. Isaiah 65, it's the same as Paul is speaking in Romans 10. He says there that it's, I was sought by those who did not ask for me. I was found by those who did not seek me. I said, here I am, here I am, to a nation that was not called by my name. I have stretched out my hands all day long to rebellious people who walk in a way that is not good according to their own thoughts. So when Paul is talking about this in Romans also, he's explaining that Lord has stretched out his arms to Israel, but they did not receive. And the Gentiles came in. And they didn't even search for him. So it's all by grace. So we don't know. We just have to be obedient. And if you read in Luke 2, verse 8, the angels did not appear to kings or priests, but to shepherds, men who expected nothing, yet they received the message of salvation first. And when people asked, can anything good come out of Nazareth? Yeah, we know. God comes to those who search, to those who cry for answers, not those who think they already have everything. We don't know. We must only be led by the Spirit. If you see Paul in Acts 16, before, Paul is, and his companions were searching to do the work of the Lord, led by the Spirit. And then they were stopped by the Spirit, then redirected by a vision from God. Come over to Macedonia and help us. A man was crying. So they were searching to do God's will. Not being passive or staying in the comfort zone to be lazy. But also my next point here is also important. To wait. Waiting, it's also an act. It means to be patient, to endure, and to trust that you're in a process. Faith requires active effort, and it's a form of action also. It's not passivity. It's an act of faith and perseverance, like waiting for God's timing. So it's an attitude also. It's about trusting that God will act when the time is right, rather than trying to force results yourself. It's a decision not to give up, but to persevere in faith, and even if it's difficult and if nothing happens right away. So it's about actively prepare to be active and to wait in hope. That's more than just sitting still. So how do we wait? We just don't lean back and fall to sleep. Wake me up when something is happening. It's not like that. We are pressing forward. So truth has never been popular, but God sends his people to speak faithfully, boldly, and lovingly. Not because people listen, but because God has spoken. So the last words must be, "Here I am, Lord, send me." So may you have a good weekend, and may the Lord bless you. Thank you for the opportunity and for the work you are doing through these channels. Amen.